the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. It's been a hot topic in ag circles for well over a year now. I'm talking with South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers about this trade agreement, which is in the Senate even as we speak.
Well, you're right, Mike. The U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement, as we all call it, USMCA, is right at the cusp of becoming law, we hope. Still some hurdles to pass, but again, it did pass December in the House, and now it's over in the Senate, and hopefully later today the Senate will take a look. It will update NAFTA, which was the North American Free Trade Agreement, which has been in place for nearly 25 years now and has served its purpose, but with technology and other things, it was time to update that agreement.
And indeed, this NAFTA will do that. And of course, as the name implies, it is a trade agreement with our two biggest export markets to our north and to our south. And it's quite important, not just for U.S. ag, but for South Carolina as well.
Well, you're right. Over the life of NAFTA, the trade between those two partners, you know, really multiplied by five times, going from about $9 billion to $45 billion. And in South Carolina alone, we have Canada's one of our biggest partners at $126 million of exports and $21 million to Mexico. All of those things have been aided by NAFTA over the years, but now with USMCA, there are key areas that will benefit additionally, that could be the dairy sector, poultry, and eggs, and even, I think, something with wine. U.S. produced wines in Canada had some issues, so some little things that sort of below the surface, but some big, big things. There are things about USMCA that we had hoped to be included, and that would have helped some of the southeastern fruit and vegetable farmers. But they were not included in the final version, but we have to look at it overall and see the improvements that it will provide in terms of access. And there were some things put in there regarding some non-agricultural things, such as manufacturing and whatnot, that will help sort of the balance of labor supplies and maybe help develop markets or economies in Mexico, for example, that helps raise their economy so that job availability is improved there. And the benefits of that will be obvious, that folks won't, say, flock as much to the United States for work as maybe they have. So a lot of things that will focus on agriculture are beneficial. But overall, the USMCA has a lot of advantages for free trade between our three countries.
You know, you mentioned the opening up the Canadian market to U.S. dairy, and it can't happen a moment too soon, as dairy has been struggling for so many years here in the U.S. with a down market. And just this week, Borden filing for bankruptcy, and following that on the heels of Dean Foods filing for bankruptcy back in November. So it seems like at least with opening up that Canadian market, maybe this will give a little bit of relief to our dairy farmers.
Well, you're right. The Canadian system of milk management has always favored domestic production and been somewhat of a hindrance to exports by U.S. producers, so this will help that, and it's very complicated with the classification of milk and the pricing and these types of things. So this simplifies that, opens up these markets for us, and as you're right, could not be more timely with our dairy sector that has struggled with soft markets for quite a while.
USMCA is the abbreviation, the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Trade Agreement. The Senate is taking it up even now, and maybe we'll even have a new trade agreement in place by the end of this week. Implementation quickly to follow. With South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.